This is Bradford Owls High School Football on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, 1490 AM, WBRR, FM.com. Broadcasting live, the voice of the Owls, Jimmy Kelts.
Good evening and welcome into Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. I am Jimmy Kelts, your voice of the Owls, broadcasting live from Brookville for the Owls Week 1. My sound engineer and producer, Nick Youngs, is back at the station. And Week 1 here with the Owls new look team. Not an absolute ton of graduating seniors last year for the Owls, but the ones that did graduate were some pretty key positions. So there's going to be a lot of fresh faces in high-tempo situations, and none more so than senior Elijah Fitton here tonight with his first start at quarterback. He was a wide receiver last year and a running back, mostly a running back, but played a little bit in the slot. And he got kind of hot later in the season, was able to show off his athletic ability a little bit in a few plays out in the open, and worked really hard in the offseason on trying to slide into that quarterback role after Austin Davis graduated last year. And me and Coach Puglio actually talked quite a bit about that, which you'll hear coming up in the coaches show during this pregame session. But at 7 o'clock, we're going to kick off the Owls first week of the 2021 season. So let's get to the returning starters for tonight. As we mentioned, Elijah Fitton, he is a senior. He's 6'1", 180 pounds. He'll be starting at quarterback, and he also plays defensive back on the other side of the field. Jared Wilmoth is also a senior. He's 5'7", 140. He's a wide receiver, and he'll also be lining up at defensive back. He also had a few flashes last year of some pretty impressive plays when he can get out in open space. He's also a basketball player. He's a little shorter. He's very fast, and he can make some plays happen as well. Our leading receiver last year, though, is Dalton Dixon, who is returning again. He is a senior this year, 6'2", 185. He also plays linebacker on the other side of the field, and he went on there were a few games last year where Dixon had me absolutely yelling into the microphone. He was exciting to watch. He always came down with the big plays. It seemed like if we needed that pass, if we needed the first down, or if we needed the touchdown, Dalton Dixon was the one that was coming down with it. Alex Gangloff is returning. He is a junior this year, 5'11", 273 pounds. He'll be the offensive and defensive lineman. Mike Gow is a senior, 5'10", 190. He'll be on the offensive line as well as playing linebacker. Ashton Smith is a senior. He's 5'11", 185. He'll be lining up at running back and linebacker. Brett Thompson is a senior. He's 5'6", 150. He'll also be in running back in the linebacker position. Also lettering, those were the returning starters, but also lettering last year was Abby Nuzzo. She is the senior kicker, number one on the call sheets. She is 5'6", 125, and had a really good season kicking last year. I think she missed one early in the season, and then she didn't miss again. If memory serves, I think she missed like the first kick and then made quite a few in a row after that, made 6-7 attempts in a row after that. Lucas Laktash, he is a junior. He's 5'8", 165, wide receiver and linebacker. Caleb Shenfield, he is a senior, 5'10", 150, wide receiver and defensive back. Nate Girdlestone, a junior, 5'8", 145 pounds, wide receiver and linebacker. Nolan Gonzalez, he's a senior this year, and he has been playing well with this varsity squad since his sophomore year out of the backfield, just kind of a big bruiser, 6'2", 250. He'll be in the running back position tonight as well as the defensive line. Troy Adkins, junior, he's 6'1", 173. He's going to be a backup quarterback and a defensive back. And A.J. Gleason is the sophomore. He is 6'3", 193, having a heck of a time as a basketball player as well, really coming into his own. He's going to be our starting running back, I do believe, tonight, and the linebacker. We'll get to the specifics of the starting lineup after the coaches show. The starting lineups will be brought to us by Kathy Obermeyer at ERA Team VP Real Estate, and we'll get to that in just a moment. But we're about to take a break here for the national anthem, so we'll throw it to the coaches show with Jeff Puglio on WESB Sports.
It's time for the coaches show with Jeff Puglio. Thanks for joining me again, Coach.
Yeah, no problem. Happy to be here.
We're looking down the barrel of week one of a new Owls season, kicking off at Brookville tonight. And what should we expect going into this week?
So, I mean, we've been really competitive in practice, and that led into the scrimmage. So I'm just hoping to see us go out and compete tonight. You know, I feel like we're ready, and, you know, it's in the kids' hands now. I'm excited to get going.
So a couple of the changes that carried over from last year with the whole revamp of both sides of the ball, really. We're going to be still looking at that air raid offense, this time with Elijah Fitton in the quarterback position?
Yeah, our plan is to keep developing this air raid concept. And, you know, it's been a lot of work. It's been a lot of dedication by the kids throughout the summer. We've been really meeting since the 1st of March. So we've had a lot of time together on the field. Really excited to see how all that hard work pays off in tonight.
Yeah, and I think especially when we get the home opener next week, I think excitement level is going to be really high, palpable energy levels there, finally getting fans back into the stands and all that good stuff. When I saw Elijah was playing quarterback, I was both kind of surprised and not surprised, as we saw him make a lot of plays last year, just not really at that position. What are you expecting? What are you seeing from him in the offseason that led you to that decision?
So we have some options at quarterback. We have some younger guys coming up, too. But Elijah really wanted to take on the challenge of quarterback. So we just basically said to him, you know, it's going to depend on your dedication this offseason. So we had several 7-on-7 events and team clinics and things like that, and he didn't really miss anything. He's been available and really has taken it personal, I think, to play the position the way it needs to be played. The things like we saw with him last year is his athleticism, and that's what makes you excited about him at quarterback, because if he doesn't see or doesn't like what he sees, his legs are like the sixth receiver. So we're hoping he can open it up tonight and kind of make the defense frustrated with his arm and his legs.
Yeah, that's going to be exciting to watch. I was thinking about that with the air raid. I mean, you send a few people out, and if there's nothing there, and coverage downfield, and boy, that opens a lot of things with his athletic ability there. On the defensive side of the ball, we didn't have a ton of graduating seniors, but the ones that we did have were really key guys, especially like some of the linemen, really big, strong guys. So how are we kind of transitioning into this year on defense?
It's a good group coming in. Again, they've been working really, really hard. What we've seen in defense is athleticism, and we put a premium on that. It's not about size as much for us as being athletic and fast and be able to play in space, because, you know, the first couple weeks we're going to see similar offenses to what we run. So we've been really working against it in practice every day because it's what we run. So I like the way we are athletic on the edges. Dalton Dixon and Brett Thompson, Lucas Blacktash are some guys that we're going to count on for big plays. Inside backers with Ashton Smith and Mike Gow. I think when they read their keys, they're two of the best linebackers in the district. Up front, you know, we have some size. Alex Gayloff, Harry Morris-Rowe are going to give us some interior pressure. And then we moved A.J. Gleason from linebacker position to defensive end, along with Nolan Gonzalez, two of our more athletic players that have some size. So I expect to see our front four be able to put some pressure on.
Well, I'm excited for tonight. I'm excited to see how the progress in practice and with the guys themselves translates to on the scoreboard. And we're excited to see you at Brookfield tonight. Thanks a lot, Coach, for joining me.
Yep, thanks for having me. Let's go, Owls.
98 CM Bradford, WESB Bradford, B107.5 FM. This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Back in Raider country here in Brookville for Bradford Owls football. And you heard Coach Puglio there setting up kind of what happened in the offseason with Elijah Fitton and sliding into that quarterback position with Austin Davis gone and the effort that he put in the offseason. But you also heard him talking about a little bit about the defense and our outside linebackers, Dalton Dixon, Brett Thompson, and the Mikes, the middle inside linebackers, Mike Gow and Ashton Smith. And he said that when they hit their keys, that they're some of the best linebackers in the district. So really excited to see those guys get off on here tonight. We're going to take a look at the starting lineups brought to us by Kathy Obermeyer of VRA Team VP Real Estate. Starting at quarterback, as we've mentioned, is Elijah Fitton. In the backfield, we'll see A.J. Gleason, Dalton Dixon, Lucas Lactash, Sean Pitts, and Jared Wilmoth will all be playing wide receiver tonight. Mike Gow will be at the left tackle. Harry Morisseau at the left guard. And there's our coin toss. Raiders are going to receive first. Alex Gangloff will be at the center. Vince Adata will be at the right guard, and Nolan Gonzalez on the other side in the right tackle. On defense, A.J. Gleason and Nolan Gonzalez will be playing the defensive ends. Alex Gangloff and Harry Morisseau playing the defensive tackles. Middle inside linebackers and outside linebackers, we've mentioned Mike Gow, Ashton Smith in the middle. Dalton Dixon and Brett Thompson on the outside. At quarterback, we'll have Elijah Fitton. Cornerback, we'll have Elijah Fitton and Jared Wilmoth. And our free safety will be Troy Atkins. He'll be roaming around downfield, looking to pick off some passes and shut down some receivers. So Abby Nuzzo is ready to kick off here for the Owls. I think this is her first year doing kickoffs. She has done field goals in the past. But I do believe a senior that graduated last year, Gavin Piscatelli, did the kickoffs last year. Head coach, obviously, Jeff Puglio. He's also going to be sliding into the defensive coordinator role. And our offensive coordinator calling plays tonight will be Nate Ziznik. Starting lineups were brought to us by Kathy Obermeyer of Team ERA VP Real Estate. Here's the kickoff. Brookville is receiving. He's at the 40 with room to go. 50, 55, 40. He's got to beat the kicker, and he does. 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. And that's a touchdown. Brookville Raiders on the opening kickoff by Braden Kunzelman. So Braden Kunzelman, who is their wide receiver one, is also going to be quite a return expert, it seems, as he made a couple of moves there. But really, the damage was done on the blocking. Didn't have a lot to shake off. Didn't have to break through a lot. Once he got past the 25-yard line or so, he worked his way back into the middle of the field. And that's going to be, Logan Oaks will be kicking the extra point here tonight. So it's 6-0 Brookville after the opening kickoff, taken to the house from Kunzelman. And the kick is up and just makes its way over the bottom bar there. And that brings us to a 7-0 score. Just 15 seconds ticked off the clock there. We'll be back with Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors: the Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, Wilkes Taste of Pizza, W.R. Case & Sons, Toji's Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Burns & Burns Insurance, Fox's Pizza Bradford, Kathy Obermeyer, ERA Team VP Real Estate, Dexter's Service & Collision, and Kenjerski Insurance. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports, 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming at WESB.com and our mobile apps.
Let's go Owls from Toji Substation, where cash is king. Get 10% off everything when you pay with cash at Toji Substation. For over 40 years, serving all your homemade favorites on fresh Italian bread and rolls and the best pizza in town. Don't forget their Buck a Beer special and a huge selection of craft beers. Toji Substation, 40 years of great food, fast service, family fun, and now 10% off everything when you pay with cash. Cash is king at Toji Substation, East Main Street in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. The Owls receiving here after the kickoff. Dixon takes it a few yards to about the 26-yard line. And now we'll get our first look at our air raid offense this year for the Owls with Elijah Fitton as quarterback. So the offense and defense were both revamped last year, and the Owls, obviously, with the COVID-19 pandemic, didn't get much of an off season. So poor timing there. Fitton with a wide receiver, two wide receivers on the left, one on the right, and two in the backfield as well. And that's going to be a handoff up the right side, and a good gain there for who looked like Ashton Smith, number 33. So a gain of 7 yards makes it second and three. And a nice run there for the Owls to start things off. Established a bit of a ground game. Now Fitton drops back to pass. He's going to scramble out to the right, and he's going to keep it himself. He's out for a first down and across the 40-yard line, muscling his way forward to about the 45, and that's where the pile will take him down. So a 10-yard gain there for Fitton.
Fitton up for Bradford first down.
So we've got 17 yards rushing here on the first two plays for the Owls, with Ashton Smith going for 7 and Fitton going for 10. And now we'll have a fresh set of downs, first and 10 at the 40-yard line. Fitton ready to collect the snap. He does, looks immediately to his left, but it's not there. He's got to get out of the backfield, escapes the tackle, and he's going to take off again. Another yard, another first down run. And that'll be a gain of about 14 yards.
Forced out of bounds.
Forced out of bounds at the 41-yard line. So far, exactly what Julio talked about in the coaches show, and that's Fitton can drop back. And if he doesn't see anything that he likes, he uses his legs as the next wide receiver option. And that's exactly what he's done here with 24 yards. And here's a bomb out to Dalton Dixon, and he's got it inside the 10, and he's brought down at about the 7-yard line. So Elijah Fitton's first pass as a starting quarterback is a completion, a 32-yard completion to Dalton Dixon. And it was a really nicely placed pass. Dixon had one man on him, one-on-one coverage, and it was guarded pretty well. He had to put it on his back shoulder, and that's right where he put it. So Fitton awaiting the snap. He takes it, and he'll hand it off. It'll be a run to Laktash for a short gain, if any. Maybe a couple inches they moved up here. So that'll make it second and goal from the 9-yard line, or the 7-yard line. Yeah, no gain. And here's a man in motion. Awaits the snap. And here it is. Drops back. Going to scramble out to the right. Got some room in front of him. There's a flag on the ground. Takes off onto the ground, and it's going to be a touchdown pending the flag.
Flag's on the play.
We'll see what the flag was for. If the flag was on the Owls, it would be no touchdown. And in the backfield there, you jump to a holding penalty is your first thought. So that'll wipe out Fitton's touchdown run, which, boy, what a start for this young man, regardless. So still waiting. Yeah, holding will be on the offense. So that'll wipe out the touchdown. And there's the official call. Holding will repeat the second down after a 10-yard penalty.
Second goal.
So the problem here is getting inside the 10 there. Got rid of the option for a fresh set of downs. So it'll remain second down, but they won't be able to pick up a first. It's going to be touchdown or bust. Looks like they brought him back 20 yards. So don't know why nobody said anything there. Another beautiful completion to Dalton Dixon. Right on the sideline. Gets him right back inside the 15-yard line. Looks like to about the 13. So that's going to make it a 15-yard completion to Dixon. But I think they should be on the 2. Or the 3. It looked like that's a 10-yard penalty that they took back 20 yards, and nobody said anything unless the announcer was wrong, and that's for some reason a 20-yard hold. But I wouldn't quite understand that. So working 3rd and 13, and there's a sack. Brookville breaks right through the line. It's going to be
Carson Weaver.
Breaking right through the offensive line and going straight to Fitton. That's the first time he hasn't been able to escape in the backfield. And, well, that hurts the Owls. That brings up 4th down and knocks him back to the 25-yard line, which still have a lot of questions about that 20-yard penalty. They are going to go for it here on 4th and 25. Fitton takes the snap. He's going to roll out to his right. A man gets through. Fitton picks up a block, and he's going to gain a few yards and go out of bounds. So Brookville will take over at the 22-yard line there after the, I mean, I guess you could technically call it a goal line stand as the Owls were inside the 10 at one point. But after a 20-yard holding penalty, knocked them back out to the 28-yard line. And then we had one nice completion there to Dalton Dixon. So Fenton is 2 for 3 with he's passing 2 for 3 with 40 plus yards receiving, close to 50 yards throwing rather. Both going to Dixon, and he's also added about 18 yards rushing as well. So Elijah Fenton kind of thriving here in this environment, starting at the quarterback position for the first time in his senior year, converting from the both a running back and a wide receiver. The Owls defense will come back out in the field. Oh, the holding was also a block in the back, so we missed one of the calls. That's why. So it wasn't it was a correct 20-yard penalty. It was a block in the back as well as the holding, and that's why they had to break it down to the 28-yard line rather than the 18-yard line. So questions answered. Now we've got Bradford defense back onto the field facing Charlie Krug, the quarterback for Brookville. And there's a running play. He's broken through, and luckily a man was there to bring him down as he was already out into the secondary. It's going to bring up a first. It's going to bring up a second and one, and that'll be Lindermuth in the carry. Tate Lindermuth. He is their starting running back. As I mentioned, Charlie Krug, the younger brother of Jack Krug, who started for the Brookville Raiders for years. Now here's another run up the gut, and this one will be good for a first down. Same. So it'll be Lindermuth again, picking up the first down here for Brookville. The Owls defense also new this year. Coolio calling the plays out from the defensive coordinator position, but they're in a 4-1-3 is how they set. Krug drops back, rolls out to his right, and short pass for a short gain. Tried to get him out of bounds. He gets a couple of steps, and then they get him out of bounds on the second attempt. And that looked to be Braden Kunzelman, who had the long kickoff return for a touchdown to start the game. Brookville still leading 7-0 with about 7 minutes and 5 seconds left in the first quarter. Working on another second and short situation after the short pass there to Kunzelman. Sends a man in motion, does Krug, and awaits the snap. And it's another handoff up the middle. This one is good for another first down. Just chipping away here. He gets to the 40.
First down.
And that's Lindermuth again there. Running back working out of the backfield and effectively. They've put him in good situations, so he's been able to capitalize on that. Picking up most of their yardage on first down with passing plays and then letting Lindermuth run up the gut to make the to make up the difference. So here is first and 10 from the 40-yard line. Krug awaits the snap. Lindermuth on his right. And it looks like they're going to send him again on first and 10. Gets to the 50-yard line. Pass is complete. And it looks like a horse collar tackle there if they see a flag. No flag. Got ahead of myself a little bit there. So the pass is completed. Tackle's made at about the 35-yard line. That's a first down for the Brookville Raiders. And that's Kunzelman again as he's getting worked early and often here after an 85-yard kick return to the house. Quite a few passes coming his way. So we'll make it first and 10, Brookville, 35-yard line on the Owl side of the field. And here's another handoff to Lindermuth. Ooh, a nice high step there. And he runs forward and is able to take Wilmuth forward on the tackle. So Wilmuth, the smaller man in that situation, does get him to the ground, but he's able to pick up a few more yards on his way down. It'll make it first down at the 23-yard line, first and 10. Krug with two backs in the field now, one on each side. Two wideouts to the right, one to the left. And it's going to be a handoff to Lindermuth right up the gut, and he's got a little bit of room there. So it's going to be a gain of about 7 yards, and that'll make it 7-3. That was actually Thompson on the carry. Oh, Thompson with the tackle. Brett Thompson is able to bring down Lindemuth 3 yards short of the first down. So second and third from the 17-yard line. Krug sets up in the Same formation here, and it's the same play, only to the other side. Room to run, breaks a tackle, and steps into the end zone. That's Jackson Zimmerman. So the formation with Krug in the middle and a back on either side of him. They had been favoring Lindermuth, giving him all of the handoffs. They hand off to Zimmerman one time on the left side, and he's able to break through. Shakes one tackle and then high steps into the end zone. So that's going to make it 13-0. Brookville is up with 4 minutes and 34 seconds left in the first quarter. The kick is up and that squeaks over. So call it 14-0. Brookville leads the Bradford Owls. We'll be back with more Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Honesty and integrity go hand in hand. Al Dexter and his team has provided complete car care, serving the community since 1986. Dexter's offers complete automotive service and repair on all domestic and import vehicles. From the basics like a PA state inspection and oil changes to complete collision repair and frame straightening, let Dexter's Service and Collision professionals do it right. Dexter's Service and Collision, 156 West Washington Street. Call Dexter's and let them do it right.
WESB Sports.
Back in Raider country here, broadcasting from Brookville. For Bradford Owls, week one of the 2021 football season, Jimmy Keltz broadcasting live. My sound engineer and producer, Nick Youngs, is back at the station. And the Owls will get their second offensive series of the game. And as they do, we'll look to Toji's touchdown sweepstakes. Our winner for the first quarter of Toji's touchdown sweepstakes is Steve Bell. So, Steve, if the Owls score here in the first quarter, 4 minutes and 34 seconds left, you'll win a free dinner from the Value Pack Meals menu at Toji's Family Restaurant. If the Owls don't score, you still win a free lunch special from Toji's Substation. That's Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes. You can enter today at either location. Each week we draw 4 names, 2 from both. And if your name is drawn, you're already a winner. On Friday nights, we determine if you've won the free dinner or the free lunch special. Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes. The Owls set to return here. It'll be Dalton Dixon and Elijah Fitton back to receive. Dixon on the right, Fitton on the left. Bradford working from right to left on your radio station. And it'll be to Dixon. He's going to pick it up at about the 28-yard line and get across the 40. He's going to get bunched up at the 45 and power forward to the 46-47-yard line. So a nice powerful return there from Dixon. Didn't have a lot of room to work with. Just kind of ran his way through a few guys and then fell forward when he was made contact that he couldn't escape from. And we'll get the second offensive set here from the Owls, which, you know, the first series didn't end with a 3 or a 7 on the board, but kind of impressive there, considering you know, the bit of the patchwork, the new quarterback and the new offense, second year in the offense, first year that they've had an offseason with it. They march downfield. So here's Fitton with a handoff, and I'll get back to the line of scrimmage there. Not much after some hard contact there on the defensive front. It's going to be to Ashton Smith. Going to pick up a yard there and make it 2nd and 9. They send Isaiah Fitton in motion, and Elijah checks the wrist, gets the snap, and he's going to do a keeper, runs up the middle, gets a little bit of room, and Brookville, a Brookville man, just reaches out and catches him by the knee area, brings him down. It's going to be a gain of about 4 yards, which will make it 3rd and 5, but it does bring him into Brookville territory. So a crucial 3rd and 5 here from the 48-yard line as Fitton gets the offense set, takes the snap, and looks out to his right, screenplay, but it's in the ground as can't quite get it out. Intended receiver was going to be Wilmoth, but it bounced about a foot in front of him. So that'll bring up 4th down, and a kicking team will come out on the field. So the Owls set to punt from the 48, down 14-0. Ashton Smith will be punting away. There's about 2 minutes and 52 seconds left in the first quarter as the Owls look to pin back Brookville as far as they can here. So the punt is going to travel after the bounce inside the 30. Oh, they got a tip on it, and that's why the short punt there looked like, first glance, looked like maybe it went off the side of his foot, but it was actually tipped in the air and only travels about 20 yards. So we're going to start. Brookville will start from the 30-yard line, first and 10, and Charlie Krug will retake the field with a 14-point lead, 14-0. 2 minutes and 43 seconds left in the first quarter. Krug will roll out to his right, sending a man long, points downfield, and it just airs it out over his head. So it was intended for Noah Peterson. They kind of made eye contact, and Krug pointed downfield, wanted him to just gun it, and Peterson did get the space that Krug was looking for, but Krug aired it out there, and it kind of carried right over his head. Now, we did have our free safety, Troy Adkins, still down there as a man to beat. So you make that catch, not necessarily a touchdown, but you do only have one guy down there to beat, and then you've got open field the rest of the way. And here's Krug with a short pass to the right side and a tackle in the right at the line of scrimmage. It's going to be Truman Sharp with the reception for no gain. Make it 3rd and 10. So a nice job there from the Owls, limiting the Brookville offense. Now we'll get a 3rd and 10 right still at the 30-yard line. And we've got triple wide receivers out on the left, one man on the right side, and one back behind Krug. He drops back to pass, right up the middle. It's tipped and almost intercepted. Isaiah Fitton just barely got fingernails on it and couldn't quite haul it in. But the tip pass at least brings up a 4th and 10 for Brookville. So a quick 3 and out, and Elijah Fitton will go back as the punt receiver as the punt crew comes out for the Brookville Raiders. Your Bradford Owls are down 14-0 with 1 minute and 44 seconds left in the first quarter as the ref signal that they're ready to go. The punter goes high, but not that far, as it's just going to squeak over the 50-yard line and sail out of bounds at about the 48. So they get it back into Bradford territory, but not by much, as it almost puts it right back where we punted from on the last set, back about 3 yards. It was, I believe, Jackson Zimmerman punting for Brookville, who has a rushing touchdown in the game as well. So Finn and the Owls offense retake the field. Two receivers on either side and one back to the left. So Fitton's going to run into the backfield here and try to turn upfield and get a positive gain out of it. He will. Stays in bounds across the first down line and to the 30-yard line. So a 19-yard run there from Fitton as, again, he turns a no-pass downfield into a long rushing gain. And this is exactly what we were looking for from the senior first-time quarterback, as he's got runs now of 10 yards, 14 yards, and 18 yards. So make it 1st and 10 from the 39-yard line of Brookville territory. Fitton takes the snap, drops back, looks to his left, airs it out to Dalton Dixon, and it's almost there. Dalton had to stop to shake his coverage, and that was just enough to put the ball out of reach. So actually a really nice route, a really nice move, and a really nice throw. It was just, if Dalton kept running, he's going to run square into that defender. He has to make that move and hope that he can catch back up to the path of the ball. But Fitton put that right where Dalton was going to be. It was just excellent defensive position there from Noah Peterson of the Brookville Raiders. Fitton sends a man in motion. Ooh, and he runs into his own man there. Luckily, he wasn't going to be the one taking the handoff. That's going to be A.J. Gleason out of the backfield, and he'll get a short gain. So after the incomplete pass and the short gain, we're going to bring it to 3rd and 8 from the 33-yard line. Need to get to the 25 for the first down. I think Fitton's got to be feeling pretty good here. Short gain brings it to 40 seconds running on the clock for the first quarter. Fitton will get the snap off and look to his left. He's airing out to Dixon again, and it's going to be a jump ball. Dixon can't quite hang on to it. Look to see if maybe he was going to get a flag there, but pretty clean defensively from the Raiders. Just a bit of a jump ball, and, you know, anybody can make a play. The defender can make a play at that. It was well-placed. It was in that same area, the back shoulder area of Dixon, except this time Dixon was working with the two-on-one coverage, whereas that last long play that Fitton placed really nicely was one-on-one coverage, and that was the difference this time, an extra defender there on Dixon. So they're going to go for it on 4th and 8, and Fitton will look again to his left, but he's not there, so he's got to run right, and the pass is bobbled. And we'll see if they call it complete. They do. They call it complete.
Incomplete.
Oh, no, incomplete. So the pass was initially caught, but as he was going to the ground, facing the other direction. So I'm looking at his back. But by the time he hit the ground, the ball had rolled out of bounds. So must be he didn't do enough to maintain possession. That'll be a turnover on downs here. With 20 seconds left in the first quarter, Brookville will take over 1st and 10 from the 31-yard line. And that's going to be a timeout, a Texan timeout for your Bradford Owls on WESB Sports.
Did you know that peripheral arterial disease, or PAD, affects 12 million Americans and is found most commonly in people over age 50 with a history of smoking, diabetes, high blood pressure, or heart disease? How do you know if you have PAD? PAD often begins with poor growth of toenails and leg hair, often progressing to calf pain when walking, foot pain when sleeping, or open sores or wounds on feet and legs that heal poorly or not at all. Toes and feet may become discolored. At Allegheny Vein and Vascular, the office of Dr. Bob Tejera, we are dedicated to helping patients with PAD achieve victories like walking and sleeping without pain, healing wounds, and ultimately to prevent amputations. For more information or to schedule your appointment, call 368-8490. That's 368-8490. Self-referrals are welcome, and most insurances are accepted. Allegheny Vein and Vascular is located at 900 Chestnut Street in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports, coming out of the Texan timeouts. Brought to you by Texan Restaurant at the intersection of Route 219 and 59 Lewis Run with the best homemade pierogies around. Check out Texan bringing us our Texan timeout. So Brookville is going to get back to work here. 20 seconds left in the first quarter, up 14-0 over the Owls. And there's a handoff to probably kill the quarter here. It's going to be a short gain. Gets almost to the 35-yard line, depending on where they mark it. Just shy of the 35. It's going to be Tate Lindermuth. And Brett Thompson brings him down after a short gain of 3 or 4 yards. And there's the end of the quarter. The end of the first quarter of the Owls 2021 season, trailing Brookville 14-0. We'll be back with quarter number 2 of Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
At Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. Getting ready for the second quarter of play here. The Owls trailing Brookville 14-0. So the Owls, all things considered, I mean, down 14 and so far not on the scoreboard, remain impressed with Elijah Fitton's play through the first quarter. As we've seen him make quite a few plays with his legs. So we switch fields here for Brookville. We've also seen Fitton complete a few passes there. So here's a handoff for the Raiders. And another short gain is going to bring up a third down situation.
Third down and four.
That's Zimmerman on the carry. He's got a touchdown in the game. Third down and four as the Owls get set on defense, looking for another big stop here. As the last time Brookville had the ball, they basically just switched the field with them. They punted to Brookville, forced a three and out, and got the ball almost back to the same exact spot where they punted from. So looking to do something similar here after the turnover on down. So here's Zimmerman again. He's going to get caught up in the backfield, bounces off to the other side, and the Owls will come up with a stop at about the 40-yard line. So that's going to bring up a fourth and three, but it looks like they'll stay on the field. It's actually closer to fourth and two, as it looked like the stick just wasn't brought up quite enough. A little confusion on the spot there. But Brookville's going to go for it on fourth and two. The Owls looking for another big stop. We'll see if they go with the handoff. Only one back in the field. And no, Crew's going to keep it. He's going to drop back and air it out. And it looks like it's caught. We'll see. It is caught. So he had to get down to the ground to catch it. Noah Peterson. So a nicely placed ball for the situation. I mean, if you're in any other situation, you're kind of upset that that ball goes so far down to the ground. You don't have any opportunity to bring up some yards after the catch. But looking for that first down there on fourth and two and throwing over the line into the middle of the field. And putting it where you know only your guy can get it because it's at his ankles. I mean, pretty nice setup. So here's a screenplay from Brookville on first and 10. Going to get across half field and a gain of about eight. So that's going to be Truman Sharp with his first reception of the game. Truman Sharp, the junior wide receiver. And it looks like we've got a few Owls taking a knee. Going to be an injury on the field. I think it's a Brookville player laying on his back. So we'll come out to the sideline. We'll take a quick injury timeout and be back.
Fox's Pizza Den of Bradford has a menu full of oven-baked, meaty, cheesy, hoagie, wedgie, wingy, and salad-y goodness. Call or stop in today for their wide selection of traditional and specialty pizzas, including the favorite Big Daddy Pizza. Open 7 days a week with all-day delivery. Fox's Pizza Den at the intersection of East Main Street and South Kendall Avenue. Order online or call 814-368-8555. Don't forget to ask about the Big One Pizza Challenge. That's Fox's Pizza Den, Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. Had a quick holding penalty there and some technical issues happening at the same time. Lost the internet out here. But the holding penalty makes it first and a mile here as Brookville tries to make up some ground. And it'll be a short gain on first down. Second down and 20 right now as Brookville tries to make up some ground after that holding penalty brought him way back. The injury was to Truman Sharp, who was the receiver on the previous play. He was down for a short period of time and then popped back up, made his way to the sideline of his own accord. Krug drops back, airs it out, and he's got a man, but he's going to overthrow him. Pass was intended for Noah Peterson, but it was just a couple of steps ahead of him there, and he wasn't able to haul it in. So that's going to bring up third and 20, and Brookville looking to convert after the penalty brings him all the way back. They're working from their own 40-yard line. There's 8 minutes and 53 seconds left in the half. Brookville still leading 14-0. So Krug with a short pass. Oh, no, it's a keeper. So Krug on the keeper gains of about 5, and Wilmoth brings him down. And that'll bring up 4th and 15. So obvious punting situation here. 4th and 15 from your own 45-yard line. So the Owls with a pretty nice stop there, capitalizing on the holding penalty. It's one of those games. It's one of those plays that last year, in general, really. So if you have somebody that drops back 20 yards and a fair catch is waved, the ball is going to take a friendly bounce for Brookville and get picked up at the 20 yard line for the Owls. So one of those plays, though, where if they get that penalty and get pushed back down to, you know, first and 30, and they're able to pick up a first down after that, that's the one that takes all the wind out of your sails, and it's a complete momentum killer. So already we're seeing upgrades for the Owls on both sides of the ball as the offense retakes the field with Elijah Fitton. We're to about inside 8 minutes now in the first half. Fitton sends a man in motion. It's Wilmoth, and he'll take the handoff and run upfield. And a nice 7 yard gain there from Wilmoth as he's able to come off the motion there, get to the far sideline, turn up field, and make it second and three. So working from the 27 yard line, trying to get across the 30 at least on a second and short. We'll see if Bradford just works for the first here or opens up the playbook a little bit. Fitton sends a man in motion. It's Laktash coming down to the bottom side of the field. Sends Dalton Dixon down, and Dixon reels in the catch. He's going to make it to almost the 40-yard line of Brookville. Another catch for Dalton Dixon. 35 yards. And this Fitton Dixon combination continues rolling as Dixon, and that's kind of the message that I was trying to convey in pregame, is when you need that big play, you send it to Dixon. He's got short hands. All these passes that he's made, that he's been able to haul in, have been well contested. So there's a short screen play as Fitton completes the pass and picks up another first down. It is another first down to Ashton Smith.
Another Bradford first down.
So he gets past the first down marker there and picks up about 12 yards. So that brings up another fresh first and 10 for the Owls. And now pretty deep in Brookville territory, working from about the 30-yard line. And just rolling here are the Owls. And Fitton looks left into Dixon's direction, but there's a little bit of a jam up there as Laktash was also in the area. So double your defenders as well. And luckily it just gets thrown away and lands in the grass. So that'll bring up a second and 10 and another chance for the Owls here with 5 minutes and 52 seconds left, down 14-0 to keep the work going and try to find the end zone here before the half. Fitton will take the snap, drop back. He looks to his right, takes the second look to his left, and now he's going to keep it. He's got space, and he's looking at the first down. He's got it. He's inside the 15-yard line. So a 14-yard gain brings him up to the 16. And a nice 15-yard gain there from Fitton. So again, Fitton's double-digit runs have been 10 yards, 14 yards, 18 yards, and 15 yards. And these are all on designed passes where he just makes his reads. First guy's not open, second guy's not open, third guy's not open. Okay, I'm going. And then picks up about an average of 14. So here's a delayed handoff for Nate Girdlestone. And a short gain. It's about 4 yards gain. So that's going to make it second and six, second and seven in the area as the wind picks up here in Brookville. The Owls again. Now second and seven, working from the 12-yard line. And we've got trips on the right. Three receivers on the right side. And he's going to go to Dixon for one of them. The catch is made. They're trying to drag him down. We'll see where the progress is marked. It's going to be forward progress. We'll give him the first down, and that'll move the chains. So Dixon with another 8-yard pass, and that's going to make it first and goal. The Owls have not made it to this part of the field yet. They're at about the 5-yard line. They've been inside the 10, but they were promptly pushed back out, and that was early in the first quarter when the block in the back brought them back out. So Brookville defense looking around a little bit, a little confused, and Elijah's going to try to – Elijah was going to try to race his way to the sideline, was waiting to pick up a block, and he does, can't quite turn up field. Runs out of bounds, and we're going to get the block in the back call, I believe, again, which is the same exact thing that happened to the Owls the last time they were on a goal-to-go situation. This one should go against Wilmoth, and it does. So that, again, will push the Owls back. Just like in their first possession, they got to the 8-yard line and the in a first and goal on the 8, and the block in the back pushed them back to the 28-yard line, and they weren't able to convert. In fact, the last play was a snap. The third down play was also a sack that knocked him out of field goal range. So now we're going to replay first down from the 20-yard line after a 15-yard penalty. Fitton takes the snap, looks to his left, and he's going to loft it up. He's got a man wide open. There's the catch, and it's Ashton Smith hauls it in and gets him back inside the 5. So can't quite break into the end zone, but gets him right at the door at the 1-yard line. The Owls will set up second and goal at the 1-yard line. The clock is ticking down to 3:33 here as the Owls are knocking on the door. The second quarter contestant for Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes is Roger Light Jr. Robert Light Jr. Robert, if the Owls get in here on the 1-yard line, you win the free Value Pack Meals menu, free dinner off the Value Pack Meals menu at Toji's Family Restaurant. There's a short pass from Fitton and it drops, so that will bring up third down. They'll get another shot at it. And Robert Light Jr., if the Owls don't score here, which we hope they do, on the 1, then you'll still win the free lunch special from Toji's Substation. That's Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes. Third and 1 for Fitton and the Owls. 3:05 left in the half. The Owls only down 14-0. And Fitton's on the keeper. He's going to bounce around, try to push his way into the end zone. And it looks like he's going to... The Owls signal, that's a touchdown. Elijah Fitton on a 1-yard run. So a 1-yard TD from Elijah Fitton to make it 14-6. The Owls trail now. And Abby Nuzzo comes in for the extra point. Abby Nuzzo, the younger sister of Caleb Nuzzo, the Owls starting quarterback of 2 years ago. And Fitton will take the snap, set the ball. Nuzzo's kick is up, and it's blocked. So Brookville, Bryce Weaver of Brookville, gets into the backfield and blocks the extra point attempt. So that'll make it 14-6. Brookville leads your Bradford Owls. We'll be back with the rest of the second quarter. 2:54 left to play. Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors. The WESB Winner's Circle. W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889. Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street. See Dexter's and let them do it right. And Wilt's Taste of Pizza on East Main Street. It's always tasty at Wilt's Taste of Pizza. Winner's Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long. Right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. The Owls just found the end zone for the first time in the second quarter, and that makes a winner of Robert Light Jr. Robert, you were already a winner when we selected your name for Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes, but the touchdown here in the second quarter means you win a free dinner off the Value Pack Meals menu at Toji's Family Restaurant. Our first quarter contestant, Steve Bell, wins the lunch special from Toji's Substation, because with Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes, as soon as your name is drawn, you are already a winner. You can enter today at Toji's Family Restaurant and Toji's Substation. Each winner, we draw two names from each location and assign them a quarter of the game. Here's the kickoff. Abby Nuzzo hammers one inside the 20 to about the 15-yard line. Brookville will get set to receive, and the run is going to cut far side of the field, and a nice tackle is forced So it's Kunstelman with the return. He ran it for a touchdown last time. Brett Thompson gets a hold of his legs and just drags him into the ground at about the 23-yard line. Brookville hanging on to an 8-point lead with 2 minutes and 43 seconds left before the half. Is that collision of the game material? That might be Schultz collision of the game material. We'll see how the rest of the game plays out before we name it. But collision of the game sponsored by Love Toyota. And there's a fumble. And Bradford recovers. Lucas Laktash comes up with the fumble recovery. What a huge play there from Lucas Laktash to come away with a fumble recovery after the Owls just scored, had a nice kickoff. And that's going to start them off at the 26-yard line. So great field possession here for the Owls with a little bit of momentum coming off their first touchdown. And Fitton retakes the field with the rest of the Bradford offense. 2 minutes and 34 seconds left in the half. Plenty of time for the Owls to get back to work in the field position that they get after the fumble recovery. Fitton awaits the snap, and it's going to be a handoff to the right side, a short gain.
Jonathan Weaver makes the tackle.
And there's a flag down here after Ashton Smith has a short gain. So it's going to be on Smith for spiking the ball, we think. So it is going to be an unsportsmanlike conduct on Ashton Smith for spiking the ball after a short gain of a yard or two. He spikes the ball, and that brings him back about, was that a 10-yard? So that pushes the Owls back, must be a 15-yard, pushes them back to the 40-yard line. After the short gain took them to about the 25. They're at the 40 now. They'll replay the first. Fitton's in a little bit of trouble, but he slides his way through the line and picks up, gets at least back to the line of scrimmage there as he was dead to rights in the backfield, but somehow just kind of squeaked through like he was trying to work his way through a tight movie theater. Squeezed his way through the lineman there and at least got back to the original, or not the original, the line of scrimmage there after the penalty. So that brings up second and long, and we've got a timeout. Oh, nope. They were just checking the downs there. So third down, no timeout, just checking the downs. Third down for the Owls. 1 minute, 22 seconds left. The penalty brought him way back to the 40-yard line. But we've seen him pick up chunks before. So here's Fitton looking in Dixon's direction, but in trouble. And he's going to take a sack after a bit of a scramble. And he'll go down at about the 44-yard line. It's Lindermuth of the Raiders with the sack. And that will be a timeout for the Brookville Raiders. We'll take a timeout with them. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle, W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street. See Dexter's and let them do it right. And Wilt's Taste of Pizza on East Main Street. It's always tasty at Wilt's Taste of Pizza. Winner's Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. Coming out of a Texan timeout there. That timeout brought to us by Texan Restaurant at the intersection of Route 219 and 59 Lewis Run, with the best homemade pierogies around. A Texan timeout with 1 minute and 2 seconds left in the first half. The Owls just have a long fourth down here. After the freebie set of downs, really. I mean, they got the fumble recovery late in the second quarter after the touchdown. So it's still 14-6. Here's the punt, and it's a nice punt, a bit of a bomb, and it's going to pin him inside the 10, right around the 5-yard line. Ashton Smith with a beautiful punt. So another kind of a role-playing graduated senior from last year is Gavin Piscatelli. So Gavin filled in a lot of needs for the Owls on both sides of the ball and on special teams. He was their punter on special teams, and he really developed a knack for it after a couple years of doing it. And late the second half of last season, he was absolutely bombing punts and looked like Ashton Smith is now stepping into that role pretty effectively as he pins him in the five at the 5 yard line here. The Brookville Raiders will get the start. Krug takes the snap. He rolls out to his right. He's going to send a man downfield, and a tackle sends the ball flying upward, and it'll roll out of bounds. So depending on where that sack was made, I do believe it was in the backfield, and they were at the 5 yard line. So depending on where that sack was made, second and 13 at the one. They've got Krug on the run there, and as he's falling, I don't know exactly what he was trying to do, if he was trying to flip a pass forward, but the ball just goes flying straight upward. Luckily for him, it hit the ground and rolled out of bounds, and he wasn't quite in the end zone, but he was close. So here's a running play right up the gut to try to get him out of that end zone there that they start in. It's Lindermuth, and he's going to get a short gain to give him a little bit of breathing room. So it's going to make it 3rd and 8, and the clock ticks inside of 30 seconds here. And we'll see if the Owls will take a timeout. We'll stay here as we're looking at about 26 and a half seconds before the half. And again, I want to highlight the play of Elijah Fitton and his favorite receiver, Dalton Dixon, really the two of them together. So I think Fitton was maybe getting a free pass coming into this week. He was going to be starting at the quarterback position for the first time in his career as a senior and filling a role. Lucas Laktash was one of the backup quarterbacks from last year, and they just had to go to work in the offseason and see who was going to get the job. Fitton expressed an interest in it, and then he just started showing up to every workout and training session that they had, and he earned his way into the starting quarterback role. And we were going to try it out and see what happens. And he comes out here and he has performed. So Fitton's got 4 rushing attempts in double digit yardage. He's got 2 passes to Dalton Dixon for 30 plus yards and just a pretty incredible first half of play. And it's translated into an 8-point deficit to Brookville, who, by the way, finished 7-1 last year, with an overall record of 7-1, and that one is from Carn City, the reigning District 9 champion. So here's Krug with a pass to gets to about the 10-yard line, so he's going to be short of the first down, and it's Braden Kunzelman gets the short reception, and Bradford will take another timeout here as that brings up a 4th down, a 4th and 4, 4th and 5 type situation. And again, with Dalton Dixon, has a few catches here on the night. If you want to take your favorite 2 away, you can call him 2 for 67 yards. Not too bad for the first half of play. And I think it's safe to say that if there were any questions surrounding whether or not Fitton would be able to hack it as a starting varsity quarterback, I'd say he's definitely earned his 2nd start. Running game, aside from Fitton coming out of the backfield, started off strong, but could use a little help. But then again, this is the air raid offense, so they're looking for passes. The run is really only to set up the passing play, and you don't need to take any designed runs to a halfback when Fitton kind of has it covered. You always have to shade. You have to watch, spy the quarterback. And here's the... Oh, it's a fake punt attempt. And it's going to be no good. So a fake punt brings up a throwing attempt. And the Brookville fans angry at a no call there for a possible defensive pass interference. So the Owls are going to start at the 10-yard line with 13.8 seconds left, down 14-6, trying to find the end zone before the half. And the uproar here in the crowd is on that fake punt pass attempt where the Owls defender kind of laid out the intended receiver, and it was close to the point of the catch there. So think it's a 50-50 call. It's a really bang-bang play. Fitton drops back, pass to the right side, and it's caught. And he's going to go out of bounds with 7.6 seconds left. And that's going to be Sean Pitts with a gain of about 6. So that brings up second and goal from the 4-yard line. 7.6 seconds, 4 yards to go. And Fitton surveys around, gets in stance, and awaits the snap. Fitton drops back. He's going to try to roll out, but he's taken down all the way back at the 20-yard line. So the pocket collapses. He tries to run out of the pocket. He tries to run out of the pocket there and can't quite get away from the defender. And a nice shoestring tackle there to end the first half of play with Brookville still up 14. Oh, Bradford did get the timeout before the end. So we'll see. We'll wait to see what the official time is on the clock, because right now it shows 0.0. But they did get the timeout, and they're going to line up for a third down. So they're going to put 2 seconds on the clock, and they're going to go for an Abby Nuzzo field goal. So the kick is blocked again. And it's caught off the block, but they end up, it was tipped, popped up in the air, bobbled, and then dropped. So the kick is no good. Another block there for Brookville. 2 for 2 on block attempts so far, if they blocked the extra point attempt as well. And that ends the first quarter of play for real this time, with Brookville leading the Owls 14-6. We'll be back with your first half recap and stats after a quick break of Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors: the Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, Wilkes Taste of Pizza, WR Case and Sons, Toji's Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Burns and Burns Insurance, Fox's Pizza Bradford, Kathy Obermeyer, ERA Team VP Real Estate, Dexter's Service and Collision, and Penjerski Insurance. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports, 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming at WESB.com and our mobile apps.
Remember personal service? Real personal service? Not self-service. Not that push a button and talk to a robot kind of service. The kind of personal service that you get because people are actually nice. They care and they really want you to be satisfied. Think it doesn't exist anymore? Think again. When it comes to insurance, Matt Kinjerski and his team are real people right here. Kinjerski Insurance is proud to serve the Bradford community. Visit Kinjerski Insurance today at their new location on East Main Street across from Napa.
It's the family bar with the car. The Model T Inn in Derrick City. You'll always get great meals and a relaxed family atmosphere at the Model T. Stop in Fridays and treat yourself to one of Jason's delicious fish fries and their other tasty menu items anytime. Relax and enjoy your dinner or drinks outdoors on their beautiful, newly expanded deck and patio area. You'll love it. Whenever you're looking for a great night out, meet your friends at the family bar with the car. The Model T Inn in Derrick City.
It's Friday Night Lights, and the Bradford Owls are ready for the 2021 football season. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate knows that teamwork and dedication are the keys to success. Kathy applauds the 2021 Bradford Area High School football players, cheerleaders, band members, and coaches. Play hard, play smart, have fun. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate is a proud sponsor of the Bradford Owls. Let's go Owls!
Owned locally, respected worldwide, that's the Allegheny Bradford family of companies in Lewis Run. They're a leading manufacturer, supplier, and service provider of quality stainless steel products used the world over, from small food processors to giant pharmaceutical companies. Allegheny Bradford, Allegheny Surface Technology, and ABC Actini. Owned locally, respected worldwide. To see all they do and explore employment opportunities, visit them online at AlleghenyBradford.com.
Fox's Pizza Den of Bradford has a menu full of oven-baked, meaty, cheesy, hoagie, wedgie, wingy, and salad-y goodness. Call or stop in today for their wide selection of traditional and specialty pizzas, including the favorite Big Daddy Pizza. Open 7 days a week with all-day delivery. Fox's Pizza Den at the intersection of East Main Street and South Kendall Avenue. Order online or call 814-368-8555. Don't forget to ask about the Big One Pizza Challenge. That's Fox's Pizza Den, Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome to the Bradford Owls Halftime Show here on WESB Sports. Jimmy Keltz broadcasting live from Brookville with my sound engineer and producer Nick Young's back at the station. We are at halftime and Brookville leads the Owls 14-6. But looking at the scoreboard, I guess the scoreboard does kind of say it, because going into the game, we've got Brookville, who is 7-1 last year. Their one loss is at the hands of Carn City, the reigning District 9 champion. So we're expecting a good team here tonight. Obviously, they had Jack Krug, their longtime starting quarterback, graduate last season. But his younger brother has slipped into the role pretty nicely. And we knew we were going to be in for a tough task, considering the Owls, the past two seasons have been the complete opposite. They have a 1-15 record over the past 2 years combined. They've instilled a new, completely new offense, gotten away from the wing tee offense and into an air raid. They've instilled a completely new defense. They've got a brand new, fresh starting quarterback who's never started at that position before. Just last year was breaking off plays as a running back and wide receiver and a return man. So the scoreboard, I guess, kind of does show that the Owls are overperforming here. It's 14-6. They've had a couple of tough calls. Two times they're inside the 10-yard line, and a block in the back brings them back out to outside the 20 with no first down to pick up, only a touchdown or bust situation. So, you take those two away, and maybe the Owls sneak into the end zone on one of them, and all of a sudden you're looking at a one-point game. 2 points if they get the second field goal blocker, don't convert on a two-point conversion. So it's a pretty close game here, all things considered. We're going to do a quick first-half scoring recap. And the game started with a bang for the Brookville Raiders as they won the coin toss and they elected to receive. The Owls kicked off. They got it. Nice kickoff, went to about the 15-yard line. And that's when Braden Kunselman for Brookville took it 85 yards to the house on the opening kickoff. Took 15 seconds off the clock. And really, it was a lot of good upfront blocking for Brookville's. He had a couple of moves that he had to put on near the 25-30 yard line. He gets to about half field, and he's got a lot more room to go. He's got to beat a couple of people, including Abby Nuzzo, our kicker, and he's off to the races, and that's exactly what he did. Put the shakes on, hit the middle of the field, and then found his way into the end zone. 85-yard touchdown return. The extra point attempt was good, and that makes it 7-0 Brookville. Now, the Owls take over. Their first offensive set was the first time that they got into the red zone there, and with the block in the back, brought him back out to first and 28 situation, not able to pick up the touchdown. But in that first play, Fenton had two runs of double digit yards. So he had a few running plays, but two of them went for 24 yards right away. He also had one long pass to Dalton Dixon for 32 yards. So we see the spark. Okay. Brookville takes over again. They march downfield. They are able to pass for some longer yardage, some 7-8 yard passes, and then they run for the first down, pass for 7-8 yards, run for the first down. They march downfield. They're not able to find the end zone, and they end up giving it back to the Owls. The Owls go back and forth a few times, and Brookville has seen less and less success every time successively that they've gotten the ball. So they were marching downfield, and then they got a little bit less farther. Then they were getting three and outs, a couple of three and outs in a row. Then we had a fumble recovery for the Owls. So it seems like the longer this game has gone on, the more the Owls have been able to adjust at what Brookville is throwing at them. And it seems like their confidence is up from the first sets of the game. Confidence is up. They know they can stop these guys, and they've been proving it. So it's been pretty exciting to watch.
Anyways, we get back into the Brookville second touchdown of the game. It's a 14-yard TD to Zimmerman. The extra point is good there, and that makes it 14-0. The Owls down by two possessions. Then Bradford finally gets their way back down into the red zone. They work their way inside the 10, inside the 5, and it ends with Fitton on the door with a 1-yard touchdown that he punches in himself. The point after attempt is blocked, and that makes it 14-6, your score at halftime. We're going to take another quick break here during the Owls halftime show, and we'll be back with a quick stats report, and then we'll offer up your third quarter of Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Toji's Family Restaurant on East Main Street features all homemade Italian specialties. Spaghetti and meatballs, baked lasagna, chicken parm, chicken spinach alfredo, plus fresh cut steaks and fresh beer battered fish fries 7 days a week. Dine in safely with well-spaced and frequently sanitized seating. Or for takeout and delivery, call 36-TOJI'S. Open for lunch and dinner every day, even holidays.
Toji's Family Restaurant,
is your insurance coverage up to date? Call Burns & Burns and talk with Ben Kirsch about a free insurance review. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, Medicare, business, workers' comp, or benefits, let Burns & Burns advise you on the best coverages for you. Call Ben Kirsch at 814-368-7161 or stop by the new office location at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Burns & Burns, a trusted full-service agency for over 80 years, now at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors. The WESB Winner's Circle. W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889. Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street. See Dexter's and let them do it right. And Wilt's Taste of Pizza on East Main Street. It's always tasty at Wilt's Taste of Pizza. Winner's Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long. Right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
Hey, Dad. Your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important as yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain balance. Care for your own physical and mental well, because the better care you take of yourself, the better provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
You're there for them. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. Service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to the Bradford Owls Halftime Show on WESB Sports. We've gone through our scoring recap here as the Owls trail Brookville 14-6. And we're going to take a look at some stats here from some key players. There's two names, obviously, that stick out in the first half of play so far tonight. Our stats are presented by Cameron Snodgrass and the Bradford Raptors, who is nice enough to travel along with me here tonight and kind of be my spotter and help keep track of some of the stats. So Elijah Fitton, first time starting quarterback of the Owls. We've talked about him plenty. He's a senior, but he's never played at the quarterback position, at least not at the varsity level. He's been working out of the backfield or sometimes out of the slot in the wide receiver position and as a special teams receiver, but never at quarterback. And they gave him the shot here tonight. So far, Fitton, through two quarters of play, the first two quarters of his varsity quarterbacking career, 59 yards rushing and 117 yards passing. I think that's overperforming. I think, and that's what we were just talking about during the break, is it seems like Fitton's overperforming. And the passes that he's made have been incredible. They've been really nice passes to Dalton Dixon. They're moon bombs. They're Russell Wilson moonshots. And they've hit Dixon in that back shoulder I think, three times in a row. One of them was into double coverage, and Dixon wasn't able to turn all the way to receive it. Dixon's went in the 50-50 ball every time, but one time he was in double coverage. When he's in single coverage, he makes that catch every single time. There was a fourth one, but it was another completion, a third completion, fourth attempt. It wasn't quite as far out, and it wasn't quite the same type of play, but it was a similar circumstance where, you know, Dixon and the defender had every chance to make that ball. Dixon's just the one coming down with it. Speaking of which, he's got 90 yards receiving, which is insane. Of 117 passing yards, they know that that's who he's going for, is Dalton Dixon, and he's still able to get 90 yards here in the first quarter. Both of them on track to have really good games here if they can keep this up, and especially if the defense can keep that up and keep giving them opportunities on offense. We also have Ashton Smith adding 18 yards rushing, and we have AJ Gleason adding 17 yards rushing. So a nice first half there, I think, overall from the Owls. Again, I don't want to pound it into the dirt too hard about, you know, being against Brookville and their record was last season and all that stuff. But really, to be down by eight here and to have a fumble recovery, to have forced Brookville to punt the ball two times, and really they forced three because Brookville had a fake punt as well. I mean, the Owls off to a really encouraging start here tonight, and it's good to see. It's good for the kids because I think it's got them pumped up too, especially after last season, which was especially tough. You know, they had it was tough on everybody with the pandemic situation and keeping them off the field in the off season. But add on top of that with the new offense, defense, not being able to work on it. And, you know, it must be exciting for them. Must be exciting to be them right now in Brookville and things starting to work out and starting to come together after such a heartbreaking season last year, playing through the entire season and not picking up a win, playing some really good games at Kane, really great game for the Owls. Had two or three really good games, able to put up a lot of points, just wasn't able to quite get it done. We'll have online adjustments at halftime. Oh, the O-line adjustments at halftime. So they'll be making a few moves here and maybe trying to give fit in a little bit more time as he, you can see him developing and making those reads. He's looking at Dixon, then he's looking at somebody else, and then maybe there's a third read, or maybe he's gonna go. By that time, the pocket's collapsing, and we've seen him go down on a couple of sacks. So a couple of offensive line adjustments will be coming up here in the second half of play, which we are coming up on very shortly. So we'll take a quick 1 minute break, or rather a quick 2 minute break, and we'll be back with the third quarter of play. Radford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Do you remember personal service? Real personal service? Not self-service. Not that push a button and talk to a robot kind of service. The kind of personal service that you get because people are actually nice. They care and they really want you to be satisfied. Think it doesn't exist anymore? Think again. When it comes to insurance, Matt Kanjerski and his team are real people right here. Kanjerski Insurance is proud to serve the Bradford community. Visit Kanjerski Insurance today at their new location on East Main Street across from Napa.
It's Friday Night Lights, and the Bradford Owls are ready for the 2021 football season. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate knows that teamwork and dedication are the keys to success. Kathy applauds the 2021 Bradford Area High School football players, cheerleaders, band members, and coaches. Play hard, play smart, have fun. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate is a proud sponsor of the Bradford Owls. Let's go Owls!
These are the sounds of a dinner. But not just any dinner. A dinner that almost didn't happen. Because without food, it can't. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations to the COVID-19 Relief Fund are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Your help is needed now more than ever, and every dollar makes a difference. That's feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. On behalf of Feeding America and families nationwide, thank you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. We are about a minute away from starting the third quarter of play here for your Owls, visiting the Brookville Raiders. And we're down right now 14-6. And we'll recap our Toad Juice Touchdown Sweepstakes winner. So the first quarter, Steve Bell was up. We had no score in the first quarter. And in the second quarter, we had the 1 yard touchdown run by Elijah Fitton. And that makes Robert Light Jr. the winner of a free dinner off the Value Pack Meals menu at Toadie's Family Restaurant, and Steve Bell, the winner of a free lunch special from Toadie's Substation. So Toadie's Touchdown Sweepstakes will be going on all Owls football season long. You can go get signed up at either restaurant. Each week, we choose four names, two names from Toadie's Substation, two names from Toadie's Family Restaurant. Those names are winners. Then we assign those names a quarter of that week's Bradford Owls football game. If the Owls score in your quarter, you win the free dinner. If they don't score, you win the free lunch. So we're going to get started with the third quarter, and Mary Bozer will be up looking for another Owls touchdown, not only for the free dinner off the Value Pack Meals menu, but also to cut that lead down as we sit now at 14-6. Brookville won the toss at the start of the game and elected to receive, which means the Owls will be receiving here. Kick goes a little short and at about the 28-yard line. And it's going to be about a 7-yard return for Troy Adkins. So he's going to get it to about the 35. So the kick didn't travel quite as long as some of the others have tonight, and that's why Adkins ended up with it, as he was he had Dixon behind him, but the ball just didn't quite carry over his head. So Adkins just stands right in his position, and it kind of just lands right in his arms there, and gets a nice little 7-yard return. Fitton and the Owls offense retake the field, 35-yard line, first and 10 to start the third quarter. And Fitton takes the snap, and it's going to be a keeper. He's going to try to get in behind his back, but he's unable to find any room there on the line. And supposed to be a read option there, but Fitton almost instantly just tucks the ball and runs right up the middle and into a pile. So he will take a little bit of a loss there, a loss of one or two, make it second and 11. Fitton takes the snap, drops back. Now he's looking to Ashton Smith, who has it at the 40-yard line, the 45, and the 50 across midfield to the 46-yard line. First down, Bradford Owls. A 20-yard gain for Ashton Smith on the short screen pass from Elijah Fitton. So a nice second and long play there from the Owls, and there's Fitton getting comfortable with some other receivers. Fitton taking the snap on first and 10. Looks to his left, and he has a receiver in Dalton Dixon who's going to get another first down. Run down, tiptoe down the line inside the 30, and we'll see where he stepped out.
First down.
About a 15-yard gain will set him up at the 30-yard line. So that puts Dixon over the 100-yard mark already here early in the third quarter. And a first and 10 again here for the Owls and the Brookville 30-yard line. And there's Fitton dropping back. He's looking again, and he's in a little bit of trouble. Awkward sidearm throw is intercepted by Brookville. So that's Carson Weaver for Brookville with the interception. And so Fitton looked like he was hearing footsteps there. So he had a man in the backfield with him, and he was trying to shake him off. And as he was coming in for the tackle, first instinct as a young, a fresh quarterback with not a lot of experience is to get rid of that ball and not take the sack. Unfortunately, though, this kind of awkward angle as he was falling away, awkward launch angle from his throwing arm, and it just sails. And we've got some heat lightning in the sky. They're going to stop the clock here. We'll see if they delay the game. Ref shaking his arms like he kind of reluctantly. And not sure what that signal was, but everybody looks to be lining back up. Oh, it was a sideline warning. Yeah, it looked like he pointed up at some heat lightning there. And then they had a quick conversation. And then they told Brookville to back up, a quick sideline warning. So here's a handoff here. And a short run for Brookville on first and 10. That's Lindermuth with a 5-yard carry. Maybe a bit shy of that. It'll bring up a second down for Brookville as Charlie Krug retakes the field. Under 10 minutes now left in the third quarter. Brookville still hanging on to a 14-6 lead over the Owls. Here's the snap. And Krug's going to travel out to his left. And there's a complete pass. And he's out of bounds at about the 40-yard line. It's Braden Kunzelman, who has been quiet since the first quarter, had a very productive first quarter, had the 85-yard run for the kickoff return, had a couple of big passes, and then kind of quieted down there. He was used early and often in the first quarter. Almost every pass was going to Kunzelman. They slowed that down in the second quarter, and now here's his first look since then. And Krug with a handoff right up the middle. Plenty of room and a shoestring tackle by Elijah Fitton as Brookville picks up the first down as Lindemuth with about a 12-yard run, looks like. So that'll set up right at the 50-yard line. And Brookville moving the chains once again, coming out pretty hot here in the second half, just like they did to start the game. I'll see if the Owls can adjust. Krug takes a look at the wrist. And get set. Brookville crowd getting rowdy. Another handoff to Lindermuth. Up the gut for a gain of about 4 or 5 yards.
Gain of 4 or 5.
And we'll see where they mark it. It's about right in between. It's about 4.5 yards. So that's going to be Alex Gangloff with a nice tackle there to keep him from getting a big run. He gets past Gangloff there and he's going a lot farther than to the 45-yard line. Here's a quick screenplay, dump off, and it's Goonst. What do you say? Kunzelman. Kunzelman with a 5-yard pickup, and we'll see if he got the first down.
Third down and one.
And he doesn't quite get the first. It's going to be a third and short situation. Third and one here for Brookville. And big stop here needed for the Owls, still trailing 14-6 here in the third quarter with about 8 minutes left in the third. Another handoff and first down is made, but the tackle is made immediately after the sticks. So Lindermuth with a 3-yard gain is enough for the first. And it looked like maybe Brett Thompson on the tackle. And Brookville will earn the first down here, now in Bradford territory, just inside the 40-yard line. And Krug takes the snap. Motions out to his left. He's got a receiver there, and it's caught and tackled out of bounds. Kunzelman again as he's getting looked at, just like he was in the first couple of possessions there for Brookville. And that's going to move the chains again and bring up another first down, this time at the 27-yard line. So the Raiders are marching it downfield. Seen one third down, and that's it. So on first and 10, we've got a flag going and a draw, halfback draw to Lindermuth, and should be holding as the flag is thrown in the backfield. So waiting on official word from the ref, but should be holding on Brookville. And there it is, holding on the Brookville Raiders. It's going to push them back. So the holding penalty is on Hunter Smith, and that'll make it a replay of first down and about first and
17, somewhere in there. There's a complete pass after a quick bobble and a broken tackle, two broken tackles, and then he falls forward to get back just a little past the original line of scrimmage there. The Owls just couldn't wrap him up as Lindermuth kind of slipped by. Looked like he had trouble even reining in the pass, but had a lot of time as nobody was there around him. Made the catch, but there was kind of a secondary bobble, hauled that in, shook off a tackle. Another guy went at the legs, shook him off for the most part, but a bit of a shoestring tackle brings him down right around the original line of scrimmage. It's going to bring up about a second and 11 situation here for Brookville. Krug surveys the field, takes the snap, drops back, airs it out, looking for almost the end zone. It's tipped. And Wilmoth was staring down the ball, kind of hoping maybe he could get the interception there, but it was well out of his hands. But a nice tipped pass there. And kind of a Krug missing his open man there as he rockets that ball downfield, down closer to the middle of the field towards the right side, and had a man to his left, but luckily didn't look that way. Brings up a third and long. Krug drops back. And there's a pass real close to the first down line. It's going to be just shy. Oh, boy, it's close. It's going to be just shy of the first down, third and one. So if the Owls can create some chaos here and get into the backfield, it would serve them wisely. It would serve them well. But, oh, it was a – so that was a third down and long. That was third and 11. That's right. So that's going to bring up a fourth and one as he was just shy of the first. So, again, just need to get the stop here. Oh, they're going to measure it. Okay. All right. So now we're going to measure. And now they're going to call it a first down. So a little bit of back and forth there as – they called it they didn't call it the first down, and then they did, and then they didn't again. So then they came out and measured, and now we've got the official movement of the chains to bring up a first down for Brookville at about the, it's like the 17, 18 yard line in Bradford territory. So Bradford really needed to find a way to contain the Raiders here as Krug drops back, and he might just keep this one himself. He does. He breaks a tackle. Second one gets him, though, for no gain there. And that's Lucas Laktash that gets to him the second time and is able to bring him down. And that might be the first time we've seen Krug really decide to keep the ball. Really a pass-first quarterback. He does he gets plenty of movement outside of the pocket. He likes to roll out to either side of the field, but he is a pass-first guy. He likes to get the ball out of his hands, trust his receivers. So he's going to take the snap, and that's going to be a handoff up the middle and a short gain. And that's going to be Zimmerman, and a gain of about 4 or 5 yards. Brings up another third down. So after Brookville was kind of just marching, the Owls have slowed them. They've able to get them in quite a few third down situations, but they've converted every time. So it's got to be pretty disheartening for the Owls, but they also need to keep in mind that they are getting stops. And there's Krug with another catch, another throw and catch. And it's going to be another first down to move the chains. And that's Kunzelman again for another first down. That is going to bring up a first and goal as they get inside the 10 here. And the Owls on defense right now just have found a way to slow him, but not a way to stop. And here's a running play up the middle as he fights his way close to the goal line, but no signal yet. And that looks like no touchdown.
Second and goal.
So second and goal. Looks like they're at about the 2 or 3. And we're going to get a timeout. I think we're going to get a timeout. Looks like both teams are taken to the sideline. So we'll take a timeout with them, assuming that's what it is. A Texan timeout at that. That's brought to you by Texan and the restaurant at the intersection of Route 219 and 59 Lewis Run with the best homemade pierogies around. The Tax In timeout for Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. It provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports coming out of the tax in timeout with 3 minutes and 43 seconds left in the third quarter. The Owls still trailing 14-6 to their week one opponent, the Brookville Raiders. The Owls season this year, 10-game season, back to a 10-game season after the pandemic made them shorten theirs a little bit last year. Six road games, four home games, and next week will be the home opener at Parkway Field. So now we're going to get another timeout. This one, the Owls will take. We'll keep it here, and since we're already talking about the schedule, as we mentioned, next week will be the home opener for the Owls, and after starting their season on the road, I'm sure it'll be they'll be very happy to finally get a home opener with fans in the stands, as we all know the story from last year. They're going to be opening September 3rd will be the date against St. Mary's. We'll, of course, bring the game to you live here on WESB Sports with a 7 o'clock kickoff and a 6:45 pregame. Week two will be another road trip, but not too long of a road trip. Their shortest one of the season, actually, as they'll be at Kane. Week three, Ridgeway, Johnsonburg, Co-op at home. And then week 24 is the long drive to Manitow. So here comes our second and two for Brookville. Krug rolls out to his left, and he's going to keep it. Ooh, and he's popped. He does get into the end zone. Wow, took a shot on his way in. A real shot. I mean, he made him pay for that touchdown for sure with the Love Toyota collision of the game. The collision of the game brought to you by Love Toyota Collision Center, 911 East Main Street in Bradford. Made him pay for that touchdown, but he does just barely sneak in past the end zone. And the point after attempt is a wild snap. It actually goes back to about the 20-yard line. Brookville's got to scramble just to pick it up, and they're going to get brought down at the 25. So point after attempt is no good after the 2-yard touchdown run by Charlie Krug, and that's going to make it 20-6 with 3 minutes and 34 seconds left in the third quarter. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Can't sleep? Trouble concentrating, dry, itchy skin, urinating more often? These are some of the symptoms of kidney disease. Who's to avoid serious kidney health issues? Find out if you are at risk. Go to OptumKidneyCheck.com to take a simple survey.
WESB Sports.
Coming off the Brookville touchdown, looks like we've got a Bradford Owl with a cramp on the field. Can't make out the number quite yet, but we will let you know here after checking some quick scores around District 9. We've got Keystone against Red Bank Valley at halftime, Keystone leading 14-8. Brockway against Union AC Valley, Brockway leads 14-0, and they're still in the second quarter there with 11 minutes to go. Kane against Manitow, Kane's up 8-0 in the second quarter. Slippery Rock Central Clarion County is 17-0 at halftime. Carn City is leading Girard 35-0 at halftime. Clearfield leading Dubois 21-7 in the third quarter. Elk County Catholic shutting out Bucktail so far 12-0 at the end of the first. Countersport 14, Cameron County 14, tied up with 4:17 left in the third quarter. That one looks like it's going to come down to the line. Ridgeway and St. Mary's are at a stalemate. 6 minutes and 15 seconds left in the first quarter, 0-0. And Everett, 6, Kerwinsville, 0, almost just shy of halftime, 18 seconds before the close of the second quarter. So we've got our Owl up off the ground there and back to the
sideline as the Owls will come out for their kick return after the 2-yard touchdown run by Charlie Krug that made it 20-6 Brookville. The kick is up and it's going to travel out of bounds. And that'll be the flag as the Owls will get a nice field position here. So Brookville's kick travels out of bounds at about the 20-yard line. And so that will start the Owls off at the 35. Quick time check. We're at 3 minutes and 34 seconds left in the third quarter. Brookville obviously still leading 20-6, and the Owls offense retakes the field after spending a lot of time with their defense out there as Brookville had a long drive, a lot of plays, a lot of runs, a lot of downs, and finally Fitton gets back out here with the offense. Waiting the snap, and it's going to be a run right up the gut, trying to nullify an outside blitz attempt. It's actually a good play call, but he's not able to find any room in between the tackles and ends up losing a yard on the play. So Nick Girdlestone goes negative yard to bring up second and 11. And we'll see what the Owls have for second and long here after the run play. We've got drop back. Fitton drops back and finds his receiver. It's a 7-yard pass to Lucas Laktash to bring up about a second and or a third and 4. So a third and manageable here for the Owls, looking to keep some offensive momentum going. As been kind of hot and cold on the offensive side of the ball, but this is their first possession of the third quarter. Oh, second possession of the third quarter with 2 minutes left to go. Brookville Tech, a lot of time off the clock in their last possession. So here's the catch, trying to battle forward for that first down and get to the 45-yard line to move the chains. But it's going to come up a couple yards short and bring up, I think, a 4th and 2. Looked like Dalton Dixon on the short pass play there. And it certainly looked like Dixon fighting for the yardage as he's proven hard to bring down. So Finn's going to bring the guys out for a 4th and 2. And they're going to double up, double coverage on Dalton Dixon. And Finn's going to drop back and immediately look his way anyway. So it's going to go to Laktash, and it's off his hands as Laktash was trying to turn and make the catch that was behind him a ways as well. So Fitton can't connect with Laktash, and that is a turnover on downs. So Brookville will take right back over after a very long possession, and they'll do so in Radford territory. It's going to be a 1st and 10 at the 48. So a short field. So a short field for the Raiders here. Again, we're still looking for a score here for Mary Bozer for Toji's touchdown sweepstakes. Nothing yet, Mary. So still looking at the free lunch special from Toji's substation. But if they can't sneak in there before the whistle signifying the end of the third, you'll get the free dinner from the Value Pack Meals menu. Krug is going to go deep on 1st and 10, and he's got him wide open inside the 5. It's going to be Kunstelman again as he just speeds his way downfield. Has a nifty little move there as he approached the 10-yard line to get, I mean, he had a solid 5 yards around him on any direction before he could even get close to a Bradford defender. So that's going to be a 1st and goal at the 5 for Brookville. And a handoff shakes him off in the backfield and walks in for a touchdown. That one's Jackson Zimmerman. So Brookville with a 5-yard touchdown to Zimmerman, his second TD of the game. And Brookville will line up for the point after attempt as it is now 26-6 with 53 seconds left in the third quarter. This game has gotten out of hand quickly after halftime. The kick is up and it is good.
call that 27-6. Your Owls trail the Brookville Raiders. And we've got about a minute left in the third quarter. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
I love living in a rural community where neighbors help neighbors, even if we don't always agree on sports teams, politics, or the COVID-19 vaccines. We all have our opinions. Getting vaccinated is your choice, and no one can make your mind up for you. Talk to your healthcare provider about your questions to help make a decision that's right for you. GetVaccineAnswers.org has the latest information to help you decide. A message brought to you by the Ad Council.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. Jimmy Kelts broadcasting live alongside my spotter and stat keeper tonight here, Cameron Snodgrass. And my sound engineer and producer back at the station is Nick Youngs. The Owls are trailing 27-6 with 53 seconds left in the third quarter. Played Brookville really well in the first half. This third quarter got away from him. Here's the return. Troy Adkins at about the 30-yard line, and he's off and running to the 45 and gets a little shy at midfield. Nice return and a good start in field position for the Owls here. We'll see if that lights a fire under the Owls offense. As Troy Adkins gets... We'll see what they're officially marking, but Troy Adkins gets to about the 47. Now's your chance, Mary Bozer, for Toju's touchdown sweepstakes. 44.4 seconds left in the third quarter. We've got Fitton awaiting the snap. He drops back, looks to his left. He's going to roll out that way, and he's going to keep it. Cross the line of scrimmage, cross the first down to the 35-yard line. 20-yard gain. So another long drive by Fitton. As, that ends up being for about 18 yards. That's his second 18-yard run of the game. And his fifth double-digit run so far. Went quiet there in the third quarter, but Fitton back on it now. First and 10 from the 35. And Fitton looks at his man in the backfield, and they run the time down to end the third quarter. So we come to the end of the third, one quarter yet to play, and Brookville leads the Bradford Owls 27-6. One final quarter yet to go for the Owls to try to make up their 21-point deficit. We'll be back with that action. Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Because of significant arterial blockage, this woman had so much pain in her leg, she could barely walk. She says there's a remarkable difference since she started seeing Dr. Bob Tejera at Allegheny Vein and Vascular.
When I first started going to him, I had problems walking. And afterwards, I didn't have any problems walking. I had to walk every day, which was very important, and it did make a big difference. I can walk up the stairs now without any pain, and that is a big improvement. I couldn't walk to church, and that's only a block and a half, and I can now.
She says she also loves the personalized attention she receives from the staff and the fact that everything is done in one building. Allegheny Vein and Vascular, 900 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Call 814-368-8490 or visit them online at AlleghenyVein.com.
WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. We are ready to start the fourth quarter of play here as the Owls open their season at the Brookville Raiders. Currently 27-6, the Owls are trailing, but they're in good position here. It is first and 10 from the 35-yard line. Elijah Fitton hands it off to Laktash, and it's going to be a loss of five. So after a nice run there by Fitton on the first set of downs, they get the first down, and here's a loss of five on first and 10. So that'll bring up a second and 15 at the 40. Not a great start to the fourth quarter, but the Owls still doing battle here late, trying to come back from their deficit. They were trailing 14-6 for a long time. Not a huge delay. That's a touchdown and a 2-point conversion. Here's Fitton dropping back and rolling out to the right. Looking downfield, now he's got to shorten it and get back to the original line of scrimmage. Looks like they do. We'll see if it's a catch. Nope, it's incomplete. So actually kind of a nice read there from Fitton. As he dropped back, he looked way downfield, trying to find his man downfield. And as he rolled out of the pocket, he knew he didn't have that. The coverage downfield was blown. And he knew he had to shorten up a little bit and try to pick up some sort of yards as he was approaching the sideline. He let the pass go and wasn't able to be corralled in, but it was a nice progression through the play for Fitton. That brings up third and 15. Trips on the right. Fitton will look the other way to the left, and it's Dixon just out of reach. Would have been Dixon at about the 32-yard line with some room to try to turn it upfield, but not able to bring it down, and that's going to be fourth and 15 now for the Owls. Looks like the offense is staying on the field. So Fitton will come out with the play call. Just a one- or two-man personnel change here as Isaiah Fitton comes out. And Fitton will take the snap on fourth and 15 in the fourth quarter. And he's got a man downfield, but it's picked off. So he's tackled. It's Noah Peterson with the interception, and he's brought down. I think he was brought down by Dixon at about the 34-yard line. So, again, kind of the quarterback with little experience yet. And a lot of these things are fixable, trainable, coachable mistakes. But he's got a man downfield and hesitated to make that throw. Hesitated, waited too long. By the time he aired it out, there was a man in position there to make the interception. Now Krug drops back, and he's going to roll out to his left. He gets the pass off just before the line of scrimmage. A nice little flick there for a quick 7-yard gain if they give him forward progress. And that's exactly what they'll give him. So we'll call it 2nd and 3, 2nd and 4 for Brookville. Going to be starting at about the 41-yard line in their own territory, but not by much. Brookville, Charlie Krug, on a 2nd and short, and they look to let this one air out a bit, and the catch is going to be made at midfield, and we've got an owl down here as looks to be in some pain. What we do know is the catch was made by Kunstelman for a 1st down at midfield, but a tackle was trying to be made, and the Owls player immediately dropped to his back and then put his hands up to his helmet, to his face mask, and started kind of kicking his legs. So it's not a cramp type situation. First guess was some sort of maybe a severe eye poke. Here comes the helmet off. So we'll see what this is, but he's being tended to pretty closely, and they're definitely focusing on the face. So maybe an eye poke, something like that, as he kind of just shakes the legs, kicks the legs, and we'll take an injury timeout, a tax in timeout as well. The restaurant on the corner, 219 and 59 Lewis Run, with the best handmade pierogies around. A tax in timeout on WESB Sports.
Owned locally, respected worldwide, that's the Allegheny Bradford family of companies in Lewis Run. They're a leading manufacturer, supplier, and service provider of quality stainless steel products used the world over, from small food processors to giant pharmaceutical companies. Allegheny Bradford, Allegheny Surface Technology, and ABC Actini. Owned locally, respected worldwide. To see all they do and explore employment opportunities, visit them online at AlleghenyBradford.com.
WESB Bradford. WESB Bradford. B107.5 FM. This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports, coming out of the Texan timeout for our injured Owl. And it looked to be Mike Gow, inside linebacker, inside middle linebacker Mike Gow, who I still think that it was some sort of eye poke or something like that. Something in the face, whether it was shot to the nose. That would be harder to do. Eye poke makes sense because, you know, you can get an extended finger through the face mask would fit. A punch wouldn't really fit in through the face mask. But a finger could definitely make it into the eye there. So we'll try to keep an ear out, keep an eye out for Mike Gow, our injured owl so far, as he makes his way to the sideline. And Brookville's offense will come back out with a 1st and 10 at the 50-yard line. Krug will get the snap. He'll roll out to his right. And the Owls, man, almost got to him, but the pass is complete. And it's Noah Peterson, from Charlie Krug. And it's another first down there, and threaded the needle on that one. So Krug rolled out to his right. He's really good on these rollout plays. And we've got a bit of a referee powwow at the 50-yard line. And it looks like they're pointing at someone on the Brookville sideline.
Personal foul against Bradford.
So it's going to be a personal foul on the Owls. And so after a nice passing play there from Krug to Peterson, there's a penalty on the Owls that's assessed at the end of the play. So they get the passing play and then they get the penalty. And that's going to take Brookville all the way inside the Owls' 20-yard line. And Krug with a snap and a quick screen play, and the pass is incomplete as it looked like the ball bounced off the ground on the way to the receiver. So that'll bring up 2nd and 10 at the 20 for Brookville. Following the personal foul, scanning the sideline here for Mike Gow, who just exited the game and can't make him out right away. But that means that there's nobody laying down. There's nobody writhing in pain. So seems to be acting normally so far. Here's a handoff from Brookville right up the middle, and he's tripped up right around the line of scrimmage. So maybe a short gain there for Tate Lindemuth of Brookville. We're looking at about 9 minutes and 38 seconds left of the game, and Brookville still leads 27-6 over the Owls. And the Owls' production has slowed down immensely here in the second half. And part of that is because Brookville's ability to control the ball for so long, and their time of possession has been pretty wild. As Krug, with another pass, rolled out to the right, and they're going to call it complete. So it's another rollout pass to the right. It's another one to Peterson. And Peterson down there on the sideline is able to touch inbounds before going out at the 8 or 9 yard line. So 1st and goal at the 9 for Brookville. And here's Krug dropping back. Goes to pass over the middle. He's got a man there, and it's Peterson again, and that's going to be a 9-yard touchdown for Noah Peterson. So Charlie Krug to Noah Peterson scores the 9-yard touchdown, and that makes a 33-6 score with 8:45 left in the game. And Brookville will attempt the point after try, another field goal. And this one is up. And that's probably the best looking kick of point after of the night. And it's good for a 34-6 lead for Brookville over the Bradford Owls. We'll be back with the rest of the fourth quarter of play, 8 minutes and 45 seconds here to go. Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Is your insurance coverage up to date? Call Burns & Burns and talk with Ben Kirsch about a free insurance review. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, Medicare, business, workers' comp, or benefits, let Burns & Burns advise you on the best coverages for you. Call Ben Kirsch at 814-368-7161 or stop by the new office location at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Burns & Burns, a trusted full-service agency for over 80 years, now at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. And Brookville just punched into the end zone again with a 9-yard touchdown pass from Charlie Krug to Noah Peterson. It's actually the first touchdown pass of the game. We're at 34-6, and the game that Charlie Krug has had and the game that Elijah Fitness had, kind of surprising that that's the first touchdown pass with that score, 34-6, but that's exactly what it was. And here's Brookville's kickoff. It's going to land in the hands of Dalton Dixon at the 20-yard line. He's going to try to do a little shimmy shake there right around the 30, and he'll be moving the pile at the 35-yard line to about the 38. So Dixon just keeps the legs moving and moves the entire pile with him and gets about an extra – gets almost an extra 5 yards out of that, just moving the pile there. From the point of first contact, the point where the second person got him, a little less than five as they've marked it at the 37-yard line. But Dixon is a hard guy to bring down. So here's Fenton. He's going to send a man in motion and then hand it off right up the middle, and there's contact in the backfield, and it's going to be a loss of yards. So that's going to bring up second and long. It's going to be a loss of about two. And the Owls just looking to get something going here now. Now, this is when you got to you stop looking at the scoreboard at this point, and you just do your job one play at a time and hope that the points follow. Maybe you can. Yeah, you're playing for improvement this late in the game. You're probably not going to have enough time for a comeback. You try it. You try it. But you're playing for improvement here. You're playing for pride. And here's another interception off a tipped pass. So Fitton drops back. Pass is tipped, or it hits someone in the back. I'm not sure which one. But either way, it drops down right into the breadbasket of a Brookville Raider. And the game got out of hand quickly, as now the Raiders, with a 34-6 lead, 7 minutes and 41 seconds left in the first quarter, are going to take over again at the 35-yard line in Bradford territory. And it's Bailey Miller who got gifted the interception. I mean, it dropped right over his head like a present from above. And Charlie Krug is going to come out of the game for backup quarterback Mile Bogish, I think. Looked like a number 7 to me. So Bogish with a handoff. It's a run right up the middle and might be good for a first down or close to it. And that's Joe Shields, another backup player on the field, with a 9.5-yard run, just barely short of the first down, as it'll be second and inches here. And Bogish will take his second snap of the game, and it'll be another handoff up the middle. This one will get through for the first down, but not much after that. A handful of yards, probably a gain of 3 or 4. That's Joe Shields again with his second carry of the game. After Lindermuth and Zimmerman, that makes Shields, I guess, their RB3, and he comes in and breaks off a couple of runs real quick, enough for a first down. First and 10 at the 20 for Brookville. 6.5 minutes left in the game. And here's Bogish with a pass, a screen pass that's completed and turned up field for a gain of about 7. And that's going to be Easton Belfour, the freshman on the field for the first time, gets his completion. Very well could be the first completion of his varsity career, you would assume. So pretty exciting for that young man. It does come on the other side of the ball of the Owls, who are not having as fun of a night. Just inside of 6 minutes now. Another handoff to Shields, and this one's a bit shorter of a gain, and it's just shy of the first down. So they'll keep him to a third and short. So Brookville will have to fight for a third and one here, and we'll see how Bogish works the third and short situation. Shields still in the backfield. Looks to the sideline for the call from his coach. Well-coached Brookville team here tonight. Didn't shout out the coach, but Scott Park
is the first coach listed on the sheet. I assume that would be the head coach. And the Owls come up with a stop in the backfield. And dog pile on the ball carrier. Oh, did he get the first? It looked like they blew it up in the backfield. But they get the first. Wow, must have just pushed forward. Oh, boy, when it rains, it pours here for the Owls. I mean, it looked like they had the play blown up. 4 or 5 Owls dogpiling on the guy almost immediately after he got the ball. But somehow it was enough forward momentum to get the first down. And that brings up first and goal from about the 9, 9.5 yard line. And could be looking at a young freshman touchdown here. That one soars overhead here as Bogish is unable to, I mean, probably has some adrenaline going there. Bogish, first time seeing the field. First time that a Krug has not been in the quarterback position, I would assume, for a long time here in Brookville. Krug has kind of taken over. That family name has taken over the position for the last few years. And now we've got Bogish in. You can imagine it would be fairly easy. Adrenaline get going, and you start sailing the ball over your receiver's heads. Bogish going to roll out to the right, and this one again misses the mark of his receiver. That'll bring up a 3rd and goal from the 9. 4 minutes and 22 seconds left. Brookville still has the 34-6 lead. Bradford trying to come up with a stop here so they can just get back on offense and start working on things. A nice opportunity for them to get back out there. First half did really well for them. After the 3rd quarter, you got to assume the pressure was building up. And here's Shields. And he's going to be short. So that'll bring up a 4th down from about the 5-yard line. After a 4-yard carry from Shields. But after the 3rd quarter, kind of got away from the Owls a little bit. Then the pressure is on. But here in the 4th, 4 minutes left, hard to make the comeback. So maybe you can just get back out there with the pressure back off like it was in the 1st quarter, get back to work and just start working on some things against a live defense. Brookville's going to go for it here on 4th down with a 34-6 lead. It Shields up the gut, and it's going to be short. So a turnover on downs at about the 1 or 2-yard line. So Bradford will take over on downs, but they are deep in their own territory. I mean, they're going to be working out of their own end zone, basically. I would assume Fitton would be lined up across the goal line. And that brings us to 3 minutes, 37 seconds left in the game as the Owls will retake the field. And again, this is still valuable time for a young, fresh offense, new guys in new positions. They're against a live defense that's not their own. So they will get some very valuable experience here. And Callen Reese is in at quarterback. So Callen Reese will get his first cuts here. It's a freshman for the Owls. And he's going to air it out. Ooh, and it just overshoots his intended receiver. Actually, a really nice pass there. So it was just an all-out sprint for Caleb Shenfield. And Reese just kind of let it fly, a nice little moon ball. And it was really nicely placed, maybe a step too far for Shenfield. But a beautiful over-the-shoulder kind of placement there. And there's a loose, bad snap, flies overhead, and that's going to be a safety. Yeah, that would be the danger of setting up that close to your own end zone. And you get the freshman quarterback in there, and hopefully you get him a few looks, and he gets to pass some balls against a live defense. But then the snap sails right overhead, doesn't go out of the back of the end zone. So, you know, you have a split second there. You have a chance to see if you can get it back out, but Brookville was right there on top of him by the time he was able to get back to the ball. And that's going to be a safety to make it 36-6. And the Owls will be kicking off to the Raiders here when we come back from a quick break. Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors. The WESB Winner's Circle. WR Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889. Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street. See Dexter's and let them do it right. And Wilt's Taste of Pizza on East Main Street. It's always tasty at Wilt's Taste of Pizza. Winner Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football here on WESB Sports, and we just had our first look at Talon Reese as the freshman quarterback here for the Owls late in the game, and it ends up going on a, after his first pass attempt goes a little long, there's a wild snap that travels in deep into the end zone, and that'll give Brookville a safety. So 36-6 with 3 minutes and 24 seconds left, and the Owls will kick off to Brookville. And here's the punt, safety punt from Dixon. Kind of, I've never seen Dixon punt there. And it's bobbled and returned to about the 50. See exactly where it's marked, but it's going to be right around midfield. I don't know that I've seen Dalton Dixon punt before. Yeah, traveled about 25 yards and then was bobbled and eventually reeled in, and it'll be placed right dead square at the 50-yard line. 36-6, Brookville takes over with 3 minutes and 19 seconds left on the clock. Bogish in at the quarterback spot, and he hands off. I don't know if that was Shields again or not, but it's going to be a short gain, about a 2-yard pickup. It's not Shields. It's 40-something. Gavin Bowman? Bowman? Gavin Bowman, number 48 for Brookville, as he comes in here as their RB4, I would imagine. Bogus still on as the Brookville quarterback, working out of the shotgun. Second and 8, and it's a handoff to Bowman. And he's going to fight his way forward. Wow, second chance attempt gets him a solid 5, maybe even 6 yards. So Bowman, they kind of had him right near the line of scrimmage, and somehow he slipped through and powered forward quickly for another four yards. And that's going to bring up about 3rd and 4 from the 44-yard line. Owls defense just looking for a stop here. Get off the field, get back in control. And it's another handoff to Bowman, and he's going to get the first down pretty easily, plus about 3 or 4 more. So Bowman gets the first down there, and this is the situation the Owls didn't want to be in, especially at the end of game one of the season. I mean, to be in, you know, the 36-6 game is one thing, but the end of that, to be out of control at the end of it, when Brookville is on offense and you're already down 30 and they're picking up first downs, you just want to get out of that. It's not good for the mental. So they want to get a stop here. They want to at least end the game on offense. And here's another running play. That one's going to be a short gain. Another one to Bachman. Our fourth quarter contestant for Toadies Touchdown Sweepstakes. We did not get the score for that one either there, but still going to win the value pack meals menu, or the sub special. No, the lunch special from Toadies Substation. And here's one more play, and it's going to be a run. And it's picked up a run from Bowman again. And he looks to be a little short of the first. But that's going to run the clock down. It looks like they might. Yeah, no, they're gonna call that. So that, it brings up a 3rd and short. But Brookville is going to head to the sidelines. So that'll be at the end of the fourth quarter. And Bill Blauser, our fourth quarter contestant for Toadies Touchdown Sweepstakes, has no score, and Bill Blauser wins the lunch special from Toji's Substation. So all in all, we had Steve Bell, Mary Bozer, and Bill Blauser
first, third, and fourth quarters. No scores and the free lunch special from Toji Substation. And our second quarter contestant, Robert Light Jr., had the lone Owls touchdown. Robert, you win the free dinner off the Value Pack Meals menu at Toji's Family Restaurant. So the final score here tonight from Brookville is Raiders 36, Owls 6. We're going to take a two-minute break and be back with your post-game wrap-up of your Week 1 Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors: the Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, Wilkes Taste of Pizza, W.R. Case & Sons, Toji's Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Burns & Burns Insurance, Fox's Pizza Bradford, Kathy Obermeyer, ERA Team VP Real Estate, Dexter's Service & Collision, and Kenjerski Insurance. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports, 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming at WESB.com and our mobile apps.
It's the family bar with the car. The Model T Inn in Derrick City. You'll always get great meals and a relaxed family atmosphere at the Model T. Stop in Fridays and treat yourself to one of Jason's delicious fish fries and their other tasty menu items anytime. Relax and enjoy your dinner or drinks outdoors on their beautiful newly expanded deck and patio area. You'll love it. Whenever you're looking for a great night out, meet your friends at the family bar with the car. The Model T Inn in Derrick City.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors: the WESB Winner's Circle, W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street. See Dexter's and let them do it right. And Wilt's Taste of Pizza on East Main Street. It's always tasty at Wilt's Taste of Pizza. Winner's Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
98CM Bradford. WESB Bradford. B107.5 FM. This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. Welcome to the Owls post-game show. And we are wrapped up here in Brookville as the Raiders go 1-0 to start the season with a 36-6 win over the Owls, who dropped to 0-1. Next week, though, will be the home opener for the Owls. More on that in a second. First, we want to do a quick recap, a scoring breakdown, and then we'll run through a few stats here for your Bradford Owls. The game started off, Brookville got on the board right away. And when I say right away, I mean 15 seconds into the game. So Brookville wins the coin toss here tonight, and they elect to receive. The Owls kick it off, and it goes to Kunstelman. He takes the ball from about the 15-yard line and takes it all the way to the house for an 85-yard kick return. Extra point is good, and that makes it 7-0 Brookville. After a good, nice drive from the Owls on their first possession, and they get inside the 10-yard line on their first possession of the 2021 season with a brand-new quarterback at the helm, they actually end up with a block in the back that brings them back 20 yards, and it's first and goal to go at the 28. Tough situation to be in. The Owls can't convert. Brookville comes back again. A couple of back and forth possessions, and Brookville finds the touchdown for a second time. It's a 14-yard touchdown run from Zimmerman. The extra point for that is good, and it makes it 14-0. Now, in the second quarter, we finally have the Owls putting it together a little bit, and they get inside the 10-yard line again, get into a goal-to-go situation again. They bring it all the way down to the 1-yard line, and that's where Elijah Fitton punches it in from the 1-yard line, gets his first rushing touchdown as a quarterback. He's had a lot of rushing experiences before. First rushing touchdown as a quarterback. The extra point afterwards is blocked, and that makes it 14-6. And that's the score we had in the halftime with. We come out of halftime, and it looked like the Owls throughout the course of the first half was starting to figure out the offense a little bit. They weren't so scared of the last name Krug a little bit. They were figuring things out. They had gone from letting Brookville march downfield to getting less and less yards to forcing three and outs to getting fumble recoveries, and went into halftime, I think, having to feel pretty good about the Owls defense. Then they come back out. Whatever adjustments Brookville made in the locker room worked out for them. So Brookville comes out. First, the first score after halftime is a two-yard touchdown run from Charlie Krug himself on the keeper. The extra point snap goes a little wild there, and they lose that one. They lose it by about 25 yards, actually, and it makes it 20-6. On the next touchdown is Brookville again, a five-yard touchdown run from Zimmerman. That's his second touchdown of the game. Extra point is good. That makes it 27-6. On the following possession, I think it was a back-to-back possession, but that was the first touchdown pass we saw. That was Krug finally hooks up with Noah Peterson on a 9-yard touchdown run. The extra point attempt is good. Call it 34-6. And then on the following play, the following Brookville possession, they bring in Bogish, their backup quarterback there for Krug. They tried to punch it in, had a couple of chances inside the red zone there. They get real close and then end up turning it over on downs. Can't convert the touchdown, but the Owls have to start at their own 1-yard line, 2-yard line. They're taking snaps right into their own end zone. Wild snap soars over the head of backup quarterback Talon Reese. He's able to get on top of it to try to make a play, but it doesn't work out. So he gets the safety there, and that's how we get to a final score of 36-6. Brookville comes away with the week one win over the Owls. We'll cover a few quick stats here for your Owls players. Elijah Fitton, again, harped on this a little bit before, first time starting at quarterback, at least at the varsity level. I think probably in his career as a football player in the Bradford school system, I would assume. And he does really well in the first half, really well in the first half. Second half slows down a little bit, but a lot of that is because the time of possession on the Brookville side of the ball is so kind of outlandish. They were just marching down short gains, taking it to third down two, three times in a row before they get the first. But anyways, Fitton ends with 159 passing yards, 79 rushing yards, and one rushing touchdown. So all in all, a pretty good game from Elijah Fitton. If he's able to get his hands on the ball a little bit more, he threw a couple of interceptions there. Some of them were silly, kind of, you know, it's my first quarter, it's my first time being quarterback mistakes. Should have taken a sack once. Instead, he tried to get rid of it, tried to be the hero, and he threw it right up. Second one was a tipped pass, I think, or it hit somebody in the back. I'm not sure which one. And that was a gifted interception. A Brookville player basically looks up and comes away with an interception. So, you know, coachable, fixable, learnable mistakes there for Elijah Fitton coming out of week one. Dalton Dixon, our wide receiver one, did cross the 100 yard threshold. He came away with 106 receiving yards. Ashton finishes with 20 receiving yards and 18 rushing yards. So he was busy on both types of plays there. And AJ Gleason finishes with 17 rushing yards. Our collision of the game actually happened on a Brookville touchdown, but it was such a big hit that was hands down the biggest hit of the night. So Charlie Krug trying to get into the end zone there ran smack into it ran smack into Brett Thompson there, right on the goal line. Made him pay for the touchdown, and Krug goes down on his back. Thompson stands right up over him. That's your collision of the game, sponsored by the Love Toyota Collision Center at 911 East Main Street in Bradford. Our Owls Model T MVP of the week, sponsored by the Model T in Derrick City, is Elijah Fitton. We're going to give it to him. It's his first time playing quarterback. Give him a break. He's going to throw a couple interceptions. It'll be okay. Next week, the Owls have a little bit less of a tough assignment. They started here in Brookville. They only lost one game last year, and it was to the reigning District 9 champion. So, but next week will be the home opener. They're going to host St. Mary's. We'll have a 7 o'clock kickoff,
and a 6:45 pregame here on WESB Sports. St. Mary's, by the way, just got is working on trying to get out of a shutout here. They're losing to Ridgeway 12-0 right now at halftime. So the Owls had more points than them going into the half. Played very different teams, but it is reason to at least feel good for the night. For my spotter here tonight and statistician, Cameron Snodgrass, and for my sound engineer and producer, Nick Young's back at the station. This is Jimmy Keltz signing off of Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.